Powering the Hydrogen Highway. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. 2016 is the first year that hydrogen fuel cell cars are available to the general public. There aren't very many of them as yet, but Toyota, Honda, and Hyundai all have fuel cell vehicles on the market. All these companies are betting on hydrogen-powered cars as the future of personal transportation. Right now, California is where almost all the action is for fuel cell cars, but even there, there are only a handful of hydrogen fueling stations. The automakers are providing a great incentive to owners of their fuel cell cars, free hydrogen for the first couple of years, but free or not, it has to be available. There are plans to build many more hydrogen fueling stations in California, but one problem is that it takes quite a while to commission new stations. Every car manufacturer has to perform validation tests that take weeks. As a result, it can take months to bring stations online. California hopes to bring online a network of more than 50 stations by the end of 2016, mostly in Southern California and in the San Francisco Bay Area, thanks to a new device developed by Sandia National Laboratories and the National Renewable Energy Laboratory. This rapid deployment of new stations now looks possible. It is called the Hydrogen Station Equipment Performance Device, or HISTEP, and it acts like a surrogate for vehicles and eliminates the need for each manufacturer to test separately. Testing can be done in less than a week. Streamlining the process for commissioning hydrogen fueling stations is one important step toward building the hydrogen highway. For more information on this topic and other environmental news, visit us at earthwiseradio.org or find us on Facebook. Earthwise is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio.